gastrointestinal diseases, gastric ulcer penetrating into the pancreas. The 52-year-old female patient was previously treated for a childhood pleuritis. Later, appendectomy and tonsillectomy was performed at the age of 15. A year prior to her current admission, she developed complaints of burning sensations in the epigastric region, typically prior meals on empty stomach. Gastroscopy verified gastric ulcer. Biopsy and histological and immunohistological analyzes revealed Helicobacter pylori positivity. Combined antibiotic treatment has been initiated. Her complaints relieved, but didn't quite completely disappear. Follow-up gastroscopy was performed several times during the course of her treatment, which verified healing process of the gastric ulcer. Multiple biopsies were taken. Pathologic analysis didn't reveal signs of malignancy. Immunohistochemical analysis didn't show presence of Helicobacter pylori anymore. Fluorescence in situ hybridization verified clarithromycin resistance. The combination of antibiotics was changed accordingly. Current hospitalization was necessitated because of painful abdominal cramps and sensitivity to abdominal pressure. Ultrasound revealed enlarged retroperitoneal lymph nodes. The border between pancreas and stomach seemed contourless. Repeated endoscopic biopsy and follow-up histology still didn't confirm malignancy. Thrombocytopenia, elevated D-dimer and ALP values are worth to mention among her lab parameters. Retroperitoneal, slightly enlarged lymph nodes present on contrast-enhanced CAT scans didn't show contrast enhancement. However, the gastric wall appeared thickened at the proximal end of the antrum and a gastric ulcer was detected penetrating into the pancreas. Later on, massive hematemesis and melena developed, which prompted urgent surgical intervention. Billroth II-type gastric resection was and necrectomy was performed in the region of pancreas affected by penetration of the gastric ulcer. Bleeding in the abdominal cavity was detected in the 11th postoperative hour, therefore an urgent reoperation was performed. Significant amount of blood was removed from the abdominal cavity, but no direct source of bleeding could be identified. Having had the coagulopathy normalized, no further rebleeding was detected. The patient's general condition rapidly declined and she developed icterus and ascites, and eventually the patient became oligoanuric. Respiratory insufficiency required intubation and respiratory treatment. Following morning, the patient developed bradycardia and eventually became asystolic. Immediate reanimation was ineffective, thus cardiac and circulatory arrest developed and the patient eventually passed away.